Hello friends, and welcome to another exciting and educating episode coming to you live on your favorite Moro Valley Talk. And today you're going to be listening to our talk on a very exciting and emotional topic, best definition of love. We're going to give you 50 best definitions of love. I will start by believing that I think it is better, I guess, everyone has his or her own personal definition of love based on different views, thoughts, and experiences. So people say love is pure, painful, sweet, and dreadful at all at once. The truth is, love is a basic necessity in everyone's life. Everyone needs to be loved to live a proper and healthy life. Love has various definitions. Excellent. And they will give you their own definition of love. Love is a variety of feelings, emotions, and attitude. So, for some, love is more than just being interested physically in someone. It's an emotional attachment. Yeah. Love is more of a feeling that a person feels for another person. People often confuse love and lust. Love means to be deeply committed and connected to someone or something. The basic meaning of love is to feel more than liking towards someone. It is a bond that two people share. Some believe that love is better defined as this or that, but we are here to give you the best definitions of love. Having briefed you on what you should be looking out or expecting on this podcast episode, I hope you would want to know all you have to know about this topic. Yes, because it's a very exciting topic, really. So for you not to miss out, sit back and relax. We should be going on a short break, but when we come back, we're gonna be with you to the end of this episode, we promise. So don't go nowhere. But before then, kindly do us a favor by hitting on the subscribe button and thumbs up to like our page. We will be back in a jiffy. Don't stay with us. Hi and welcome back to the segment. We will start by giving you 50 definitions of love, and we believe it to be the best definitions of love. Number 1 to 50, let's go. Number 1, love is giving someone the power to destroy you and trusting them not to. That sounds romantic, huh? There is a thin line between love and hurt. And the next, which is in number 2. The art of caring and giving to someone else, having someone's best interest and well-being is a priority in your life. To truly love, L-O-V-E, is a very selfless act. You should know what I mean here. Over to the next. Love is the most spectacular, indescribable, deep, euphoric feeling for someone. Love is an incredibly powerful word. When you are in love, you always want to be together. And when you are not, you are thinking about being together because you need that person, and without them in your life is incomplete. Trust me. This love is unconditional affection with no limits or conditions. Completely loving someone, it is when you trust the person. Trust the other person with your life, and when you would do anything for each other. When you love someone, you want nothing more than for them to be truly happy, no matter what it takes. Because that is how much you care about them, and because their needs come before your own. You hide nothing of yourself and can't tell the other anything, because you know they accept you just the way you are, and vice versa. Love can make you do anything and sacrifice for what will be better in the end. Love is intense and passionate. Everything seems brighter, happier, and more wonderful when you are in love. If you find it, don't let it go. Don't defraud nature's way of tricking people into reproducing. Another, an inexplainable, yet incredibly strong feeling for someone. Most people use the word love to get into someone's axes, pounds, but love is overused in today's world. Really, people say they love someone because of the way they look or their body. Quite unfortunate, that isn't love. Love is when you can't do anything without thinking about that person and you always want to be with them. It is not that you want to have sex with them. You just want to spend time with them and just want to hold them and never let go. Love can be foolish. You can think you are in love and it can lead to the most horrible feeling in the world. Also, you can wait so long for someone loving them and waiting for them to love you back, but they don't return it. But when that person realizes that they love you back, it is miraculous. Seriously, for them to love you back. Love is very strong word. It is a very strong word. Don't overuse it. Lust is the desire for the body. Love is the desire for their soul. Love is patient. That is the next. Love is patient. Love is kind and envies no one. Love is never boastful, nor conceited, nor rude, never selfish, not quick to take offense. Love keeps no score of wrongs, does not gloat over another sin, but delights in the truth. There is nothing love cannot face. There is no limit to its faith, its hope, and its endurance. In a word, there are three things that last forever: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of them all is love. 1 Corinthians 13. Then the next, you have great chemistry. You get lost in their conversations and the hours pass like minutes. You are more than willing to listen to her when she speaks about her day. The chemistry between you is remarkable. You find her beautiful, even if you catch her with no makeup on and her hair pulled back while she is unclogging the toilet. She still looks beautiful to you. You see a future together. You experience the strange feeling that your life would be completely and totally empty without her. You tell your friends and family that she may be the one, and you're even thinking about marrying her. You introduce her to your family. It becomes very important to you that your parents like her and that she goes along with everyone close to you. She makes you want to be a better man. She challenges and motivates you. She makes you happy, and you would do anything to make her happy. Then about the next. Either a horrible disease or a blessing. Then the next. You mean other than an overused word. Love. The next. You think about it, sing about it, dream about it, low sleep, worry about it. When we don't have it, we search for it. When we discover it, we don't know what to do with it. And when we have it, we feel losing it. So amazing. Really. It is the constant source of pleasure and pain, but we can predict which it will be from one moment to the next. It is a short word, easy to spell, difficult to define, and impossible to live without. Then the next. Avoid if at all possible. Then the next. Love is when your dog licks your face, when you come home, even though you have left them alone all day. 14. The number 14. Love means risking your life to save theirs. Love is giving them the last piece of cake, no matter how much you want it. Love is giving your whole self, never holding back. Love is when he remembers things that you forget about yourself. Love is when he reminds you of those things. Love is commitment. Love is that tangling feeling you get and you don't know why. Love is looking forward to waking up early in the morning. Love is individual. You love them in your own way. Love is true when no one can take it away, no matter how hard they try. Love is holding on to them like tomorrow will never come. Number 15. Love is when all you care about is their happiness, safety, and health. If they are gone for more than 2 minutes, you already miss and long for them to be nice to you. Their smile makes you melt, the presence makes you green and feel happy. Then the number 16, to give everything you have and not expect anything in return. That is love for you. You get it, okay? Number 17, something that if returned will make you the happiest person in the world and make nothing else matter. Yeah. However, if it is not returned, you will become the most miserable person in the world. That is love for you. Then the number 18, a word used by many but understood by few. Definition of love is very interesting, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, this. So the number 19, that awkward feeling in what feels like your stomach affects how you feel and think, which causes you to do say really stupid things. Chance really. When you see the person, it feels butterflies flying in your belly, your heart flags at the sight of them. That is just it. The reason people kill themselves, that is love. The reason people leave, love could be bitter when you love the wrong person. Loving someone that doesn't love you in return could be miserable, yeah. So you have to be very careful when you want love. Always be in control of your emotions. But it is very sweet when you love someone who in return handles your heart careful and wouldn't want to break it. Then the number 20, immature love is, I love you because I need you. Mature love is, I need you because I love you. Number 21, the final result of the natural chemical blending of unrelated feelings that one holds towards another, which one synthesized, creates an emotion that is independent of the confines of time or the elements of this existence. Though the vitality of that said emotion inevitably weakens the fathers, never does it truly filter. Then in number 22, a widespread incurable disease which is known to affect mind, sometimes the body. Symptoms may include affected judgment, light, headedness, eye watering, chest pains, and increased need to be with the person who infected you. It's known as highly contagious and it can be deadly, really. Number 23. Honestly, the most painful thing I have ever experienced suffering in my life. A source of endless inspiration, pain, euphoria, and a complete reliance on one person to control everything you think or feel. Number 24. Errors, erotic definition. Love based on physical appearance. When you arouse love someone, you fail to receive and don't receive. This type of love is much like lust, but lust is not a type of love. It is an infatuation. Philo, we have brotherly love. Definition: love based on common interest or bonds. When you philo love someone, it is a relationship where you will give to receive. Then I grew up. Unconditional love definition literally translated means charity, loving someone, something, on no conditions, no matter what. That is agape. When you agape love, you give for the sake of making the other person happy, because you truly want the best for them. You have no intentions of receiving. We'll talk about this in our next episode. We'll be talking to you on this particular topic of the best type of love. So we have number 25, making yourself vulnerable to someone while fully knowing that they may betray you. Number 26, a feeling for another person so pure and sacred that nobody can define it to its true extent. It is what a person feels for another without any kind of physical or mental barrier between them. They live purely to be with the other, to share experiences, pleasures, problems, and pain. Number 27, nature's way of letting you know that even when you're happy, you can still feel extreme pain. Number 28, true love is not blind. If you love the person, you will see their flaws, but still consider them beautiful. You will notice that the little pimples they have all over their face. You will notice how short they are. You will notice that there is plenty more beautiful people than that person, yet you still love them. That is love. Number 29, one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, a visible attribute of a true Christian life, is found in Galatians 5:22-23. Number 30, love is indescribable and indefinable. If you're in love, you know it. 31, a word that guys use over and over so they can get into girls' pants. That is fan love, you know. Number 20, number 32, it is what starry-eyed lovers whisper as they gaze at an ocean sunset. What 8-year-olds shout to their mothers as they spring towards the already departing morning birds heading for school, and what teenager lovers tell each other in the heat of the moment. It's supposed to be the depressed level of emotional connection between people, yet society has transformed it into a pop icon, phrase to be streamed onto glittering facial dunk tops and written inside Hallmark cards with pastel bunnies and butterflies dancing on the cover. The phrase, of course, is "I love you." Love has become such as complex emotion, to the extent of which we are uncertain what it truly signifies and what it is, the real thing. Number 33, when you care for someone so much, you put their needs ahead of your own, even if sometimes it really hurts. 34, when you can't care over someone, even after you break up with them, you wake up in the middle of the night thinking about them and smile because of how happy you were just to be with them. That is love. Then number 35, being lumped together while not caring about what other people think. Love is too good for us. Love is avoiding misunderstanding. Love is maintaining privacy. Love is to stop respecting. Love is giving yourself a chance. Love is not being jealous. Love is never rushing into relationships. No. Love is being able to understand someone fully. Love is being there for someone and helping them be the best they can be. Sure. Love is being being excited to have that person in your future. Love is accepting to be with someone if when they don't want you, even when they don't want you. That's it. Love is accepting the good and bad part of someone. Love is missing someone when they are not there, feeling the emptiness that without them there is nothing going to be you, like they are your breath. Seriously. Then the 49, no, you've been counting it. Number 49, love is a mutual expression of profound emotions. Then the 50, number 50, love is showing care and concern for someone even when they don't deserve it. Yeah, that is love. And in case I haven't said this, love is magical. Wow, so good to have you to the end of our talk. If you have a question, you can email us at storieslightinfo@gmail.com. You can spell it storieslightinfo@gmail.com or call us on +234 808 070 3750. Call it again, +234 808 070 3750. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Join us next time as we come up with a more interesting topic. You can't afford to miss that particular topic, I bet you. Till next time, I am Hope Mbador. Love you. Bye. Bye. First, let me say to you, I cannot wait to see you. You are the treasure I've been waiting for. Do you know how much I really need you? I pray for the day when I can finally kiss you.